Hey, hey, it's the Pretty Corrupt Podcast, your inside guide to celebrity scandals and the reality of reality TV. I'm Jordan Ross Myers, the man behind Twitter's notorious Don Gunvalson and Lee Rodswell, along with my co-hosts Stacey Noel Connor and Nate Safer. Welcome to PCP Pop Culture. And Taylor Swift scores the winning touchdown. Yay!
Yay! The crowd goes wild.
Can you guess when we're recording? Yay. Happy Super Bowl Sunday, or for you guys, post Super Bowl Tuesday.
Yeah. We're still talking about whatever happens during sports ball day. So, yeah, National Sports Ball Day. This is National Sports Ball Day. Yep.
You know, I pointed out there really isn't much of a difference between the Super Bowl and Real Housewives. They're both strangers with Bentleys fighting on TV for next season's contract. So for all the people, so for like all the husbands or whatever who make fun of wives or whatever for watching Housewives or vice versa, you're watching the same thing. I want to be in the box, the players, wives, the WAGs box. Oh.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they had a WAGs show that was like on E or maybe VH1 or something like that early on, like more like 10 years ago or so. But I really feel like they could have. Granted, Basketball Wives on VH1 was a really good show. Is that it still around? Either. I don't think so. But I love Basketball Wives. And then it was two locations. It was Miami and it was LA. And I love Basketball Wives. Mm-hmm. That show was great. Somebody's gonna yell, "It's still on." And I'm like, okay, but I don't have VH1. I don't have access to it. So yeah. But yeah. But oh, such characters on Basketball Wives. So if you could get that energy again, but like Football Wives and do that.
Yeah. I was thinking today, Taylor has to throw them off their game because these are women who, you know, they're a lot of them, their identity is being the wife, the WAG. And there's such a hierarchy to mm-hmm. that. And then in comes Taylor, who's dating down. She could like buy the NFL mm-hmm. team. You know what I mean? The status mm-hmm. of a sports partner, girlfriend, wife means nothing to her. And for some of these women, it's Any Given Sunday, that movie.
Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift is like the Posh Spice on steroids for America, like of WAGs right now, mm-hmm. like football wise. But yeah, because like she is dating down and she could own everything, but she also is a pop star and a celebrity in her own right, just like Posh Spice is/was. You know what I mean? So yeah. Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know what I was thinking of? Because I always have to wrap these things through the lens that I get. And I was like, right now, what Taylor Swift is early season Beverly Hills. She's Kathy Hilton, possibly making an appearance. All the women are on their best behavior. Is she in the box? Oh my God. Is she showing up to Travis's game? She's like, you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, she's rolling with her own friends.
Mm-hmm. I mean, let's also not forget, or maybe if you don't know, but Travis Kelce had his own reality television dating show a few years back called Catching Kelce. And it basically was a Bachelor-esque style dating show about like him trying to find. And I remember seeing, I was like, who the fuck is this guy? So then when he starts dating Taylor Swift, I was like, oh, that's the guy who had his own Bachelor type of show. So like people are like giving Taylor Swift, and look, I'm not a Swiftie. People are giving Taylor all this shit. I was like, this man is leveling up. Like, let's not get it twisted. I think this man has wanted to be way more famous than football ever made him from the mm-hmm. jump. So he's kind of enjoying this too. Whether or not they're in love, I don't know. That's for like them and Swifties and the NFL to decide. Not me. But like this man wants to be famous too. So like let's have them do that. You know, let's have them do that.
Oh, him and his brother totally enjoy it. They're funny on Twitter. I have to say, they have a good sense of humor.
Yeah, they're funny on their podcast,
Travis's
too.
Like, brother, Jason.
Mm-hmm. Jason, the whole
Jason
thing.
Had a,
I think,
Jason,
I think we've talked about it. They did a thing where
he
like,
had a tweet that was very PCP style.
Oh, was it?
He had a tweet that was very PCP style where he was joking which team name is better, the Chiefs or the Broncos, and he answered with a gif of OJ's car chase. The Bronco. And I was like, oh, he gets it.
There we go. There we go. Ah, man.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Who won? Is the game over? I don't know if I'm recording this.
You know, it's wrapping up now as we record, so I don't know. But we haven't, I mean, I watched the halftime show. I mean, I watched, the game was on in the background, but I was really psyched for the halftime show because it was Usher, and I knew the finale would be which is, it's going to humiliate my grandkids when that's like the song that's playing, like gets me on the dance floor at their bar mitzvah. Dun, dun, dun. Oh, that's
good. I would like to see that. I better be invited to your grandkids' bar mitzvah because I want to see that for show.
Yeah.
So I just looked it up and they won.
I was really excited.
The Chiefs won by 3 points. So,
oh my God!
I guess they were down in overtime, and they won.
Taylor Swift.
She pulled it off. She pulled it off. Taylor Swift pulled it off.
So Taylor Swift just won the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift.
It's the Super Bowl. Yeah.
She's going
to
Disneyland.
I've been loving all the like merch people have been doing.
Mm-hmm.
There have been cakes like "Go Taylor Swift's boyfriend." Yep. People have been posting. They can't wait for Sunday to watch Taylor Swift watch the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, man. Well, yeah, Taylor Swift won the Super Bowl. She's going to, actually, she's not going to Disneyland. She's going to buy Disneyland. That's what she's going to do.
Yeah. She has NFL team. She has team owner money. Mm. I mean, this is like such a, I like it. I'm rooting for them now. I wonder if she'll get a ring soon.
I think she should. She should buy the Chiefs and rename them the Kitty Cats. You know, there we go. The tiny claws, very vicious. Pew. I mean, coming from two cat lovers, hello. We're all good with that.
I was explaining to my parents the halftime show because, you know, Usher's not really in their wheelhouse. But for me, I mean, I graduated high school in 2004 when Usher's Yeah came out. It is, it's my anthem. I mean, that's like the song they played at prom, on grad trips, into college. And even now, like it takes me back to when I was, I wouldn't say cooler or cool, but when I thought I was, you know, frat party style or like underage and sneaking into clubs in Hollywood. And I showed them this picture. I was explaining to them this song is going to live forever. It's like my favorite. And I showed them the picture from the actual video from 2004 where Usher is in it's a famous outfit. He's in his white linen blazer, blue striped shirt, hat to the side, you know, and he's dancing and stuff in the strobe lights. And I explain to my parents, like, hey, do you remember when I got my first job in high school and I took my first paycheck and bought a white linen blazer and blue striped shirts and you thought I was dressing like an old man? It's like, no, I was dressing like Usher in the club. You guys just never, you guys didn't have the concept, the vision. And now look, all these years later, all these years I don't want to admit to, let's pretend it's like 2007. No, but it still lives. I wish I still had that jacket. It was nice.
Somebody fall asleep at your place and then steal it?
I probably would have, even in a blackout, I was really proud of that jacket. I would have protected it. It was Ralph Lauren. It was more, his was crisp white Usher's. Mine was more of like an ivory cream. It was really actually really nice. I had good taste for 17 years old. Not going to lie.
There you go. Well, moving on to another sports topic, but I'm not going to talk about it much because Nate, unfortunately, is under the weather, and so he's not joining us today. So, well, he says that, but I think he's just drunk at a Super Bowl party. So, but I promise that next week we'll talk more about this. The whole, if you're into Formula One, Christian Horner being investigated for being a bad boy there at Red Bull Racing and being inappropriate with female team members. Yeah, you don't follow F1. Nate and I do. So we'll talk about that more next week. And hopefully there'll be more information next week too, to like talk about, because Red Bull's doing a quote unquote investigation, or they're having, you know, an independent investigation. We'll see if anything happens. But all I can say is that, oh, it couldn't have happened to a nicer guy. Like, Nate and I have a deep disdain for Christian Horner. Always have. The guy, it comes, just comes, like, you're just like, oh, is he an asshole or does he just have a British accent? It's both. So, yeah, like, that's the guy. That's that guy. So, yeah, because sometimes you go, are they smart or do they have a British accent? Are they gay or are they British? Are they an asshole or are they British? He is an asshole and he is British. So, but he's also, if he's been doing these things, which I'm not surprised if he has, he's also, speaking of another Spice Girl, he's married to Jerry Halliwell, Ginger Spice. So that means that he has been being naughty behind Ginger Spice's back. And don't fuck with the ginger. Mm. Come on. No. Don't fuck with a Spice Girl. Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. I'll go to bat for any of my Spice Girls. Any of them. Absolutely. So yeah, but we'll Nate and I will talk about that more next week. So next topic.
Yeah.
Oh, well, let's keep it in Britain.
I know. Speaking of
let's keep it British.
I was going to say, speaking of the British, I guess, you say King Charles. I still call him Prince Charles. I think it's, I think it flows better.
You may not be allowed in the country if you keep doing that.
I mean, he's King Charles. Mm-hmm. I'll never call his mistress Queen. So,
but she's queen consort, yeah, so, which kind of feels like it like fits, you know what I mean? Like she's a consort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you know, Team Diana, hashtag Lee Radswell's Team Diana. But no, but yeah, so we're laughing our way into this really uplifting story. The King of England has cancer. Jeez, have they said what kind?
Da, 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 da. No, they haven't said what kind. Everybody's assuming that it's not prostate cancer because he went in for an enlarged prostate and everything was benign, but that they found another type of cancer while dealing with his enlarged prostate. Mm. So I don't know. Is it colon cancer maybe? Because that's near your prostate. I don't know. So they're not saying, or they haven't said, you know, I mean, I think it's a lot just for them to say that the king has cancer. Like somebody was pointing out, we still don't know exactly how the queen died, except for of old age. You know, I mean, her father, was it King George the Sixth? I think was, I could be wrong. Please, England, do not get mad at me. But Queen Elizabeth's father died of lung cancer. But nobody told the public that he had lung cancer. Nobody told him that he had lung cancer. Nobody told him that he had one of his lungs removed when he had surgery for lung cancer. Oh. Like, that's how crazy it is. So for them to just even admit that King Charles has cancer is honestly monumental. And that's all I really care about the royal family, in a sense, is like, you just admitted to having cancer. Oh my gosh. That's amazing. That's like admitting that you're human.
You know, though, what it draws to me, it draws attention to, because we still don't know where Kate is. And the fact that the King of England is willing to come forward with his illness or diagnosis, and we still haven't had a word, and they're adamant on keeping it a mystery where Kate Middleton, what is she now? Princess of Wales. She's not actually not a Middleton anymore. Catherine, Duchess of Princess of Wales. It's like it's Shelley Miskovich to me.
That's what I'm say. Yeah.
Where's Kate? Hashtag where's Kate? I mean, I don't know.
Well, you and I disagree about like whether or not people should be informed about exactly like what she has. Like, I'm kind of like, she's not the ruler of the country. She's not yet. She won't ever actually technically be the ruler of the country. So I don't think it's that important for people to know exactly. It's not that imperative. I think it's more imperative for people to know King Charles, or like even William, like if Prince William got super sick or something like that. Like, I think that's a little bit more important, but you know, or even Prince George, you know, the next heir, the next one in line. But Kate, I think sometimes it's just like, let her just heal. And then, I'm sure they'll tell us though.
I don't think they will. I think in her position, she signed on to serve the country. And as the wife, she's more than the wife as the queen. She's the future queen. She's also the mother. She represents the continuation of the bloodline, which is so important to monarchy. Like when Diana and Charles divorced, one of the arguments to let her keep the princess title in some form is that she was the mother of the future king, and to strip them for him to be born to a for him to have a mother without a title tarnishes the future generation. So I don't know. It's like she picked the most public. I can't give her the same expectation of privacy that a regular person or even a celebrity. She's signed on for life as a public figure, ushering in the future generations of that institution. So like she might have that. She might want it. That privacy, but I also don't care if she gets it or not. I don't feel she's owed it. That's what
I mean. I
it's
see where you're coming
like,
from, but I disagree. So, but yeah, it's like, but like, I'm not the hill I'm gonna die on.
Yeah. I was just like, it doesn't really matter. Like, some people are like, respect her privacy, and I'm like, I don't really care. She's shuttled around in a Range Rover and wears like $1 million tee. I'm not. We'll get, hopefully, the thing though, which is what's curious, is that no, they won't say anything. So they're letting all these wild rumors fly instead of just posting a picture of her in the garden waving with her kids. Yeah. Something. It's like absolute silence. This recovery process is going like 4 months, I think it's projected. It's just, it's a lot. They're leaving a lot out, and they know that causes speculation, and they're refusing to address it.
So, I agree with you there.
Yeah, it's just like a picture of her like waving from a balcony or, you know, something. Yeah. Unless, of course, she can't because she has bandages for her facelift. I mean, we...
alleged.
Yeah. I'm not being dark. I'm not saying she had something horrible and life-threatening. I think on the flip side, it was something completely... She had a BBL. She had a facelift. Something they won't talk about. Because if the king's able to talk about cancer, what is she hiding? Oh, and sorry, one last thing. I know I'm rambling. It was horrible optics. Whoever posted this picture at Kensington, bad social media strategy. They posted a picture of William with Tom Cruise at an event this week.
Yeah.
And it just reminded a lot of people of the question of Shelley Miscavige. Shelley, Kate Miscavige, and Shelley Middleton.
Oh my gosh. Oh man. Oof, that sucks. But he was at a thing for like for Air Force pilots and like helicopter rescue mm-hmm. pilots, which he was a rescue pilot. So like that's why he was at that thing. And then that's why Prince William was at the thing. So I don't really know why Tom Cruise was at that thing, but so you know what I mean?
Of all pictures of all people to pose with at this given time when the biggest question is where's your wife? So he poses with the Scientology.
I don't think the royal family is as worried about Scientology as you and I are. You know, it's a little different living here in Los Angeles. Like
So. Oh no, but just like the social media manager who does it for them should have been like a little more aware that like where I had seen a few comments before online, like joking the comparisons to Shelley Miscavige, where is Kate? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, it almost seems like this is a dog whistle and you're telling us we'll never see Kate again. Oh
my God. Stop it.
She's been locked in the Tower of London.
That's not a wax figure. It's actually Kate. Well, keeping it on that side of the pond, just for filming reasons, though, everybody that I know of is talking about the U.S. Traitors season 2. Like, people are really into it. I've gotten myself into it, though, too. And they film it in Scotland, so that's why I'm saying keeping it over that side of the pond. But yeah, I'm very much into it. It's very fun. I mean, granted, it's like, for us, it's like Traitors All-Stars because it's all reality TV celebrities and the former Speaker of the House of Commons. So that's kind of interesting there. He's pretty funny. But, you know, what I'm enjoying, though, and this will lead us into the Bravo episode if you haven't listened to Bravo already, but Phaedra she's just killing it, man. She's just awesome on the show. Like, it's nice to see her in a different, outside of Bravo, actually, in a different context it's been a lot of fun watching her. And like Sheree's on there, but she hasn't done much. MJ's on there. She hasn't done much. But also Peter from The Bachelor.
Oh, have you seen the theories that Sheree's going to win because she doesn't even know where she is or that she's on a competition show?
Yeah, you know what? Stranger things have happened. So, yeah, but I don't
kind of like
so.
Stumbling her way through.
She really is. Like, she's like, oh my gosh. I mean, I'd love a little bit more from Sheree, but hey, you know, there are other people. Peter the Bachelor, everybody's like surprised that Peter the Bachelor is smart. And I kind of go, he is a pilot, though. You have to have like some level of intelligence to fly a plane. And so, now granted, I'm not saying that every pilot's like, you know, a Mensa member. Like, no, but like doing reality TV casting, I could pick out pretty quickly who are the dumb, pretty people and who are the pretty, but have something behind them people. And Peter's a pretty, but has something behind, because he's not pretty enough. Does that make sense? Like, he's handsome, but he's not like gorgeous, if that makes sense. You know, and anyway. But I've been enjoying it, and I know that people have been enjoying it.
I'm just getting familiar with the show because, like, everyone's talking about it. Like, it's all online. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of like, fine. I put a gun to my head. But what I have taken from it so far is this. I've never watched, like, Survivor,
no.
The Bachelor, Big Brother, like, ever. I like lifestyle, you know, so I've never watched those. I guess Parvati, was she from Survivor?
Parvati, yeah, she's from
Survivor. I just know her sour face.
Yep.
I mean, her face is taking over the internet. I saw Phaedra's impression of it. When she's like, you need to stop making that mm-hmm. face. And yeah, mm-hmm. people are using it for like everything now as memes. And yeah.
Well, I'm watching it and I'm like, these Survivor and Big Brother people think they have it all figured out, that they're like the best at this game. And they're the people who are getting picked mm-hmm. off the first, like them and like Johnny Bananas from the challenge. Like they're all like thinking like, oh, we got mm-hmm. this in the bag. Now, granted, CT's still there. But, and I'm just like, Phaedra's there playing the long game. Like she's just there and it's so great. But other people have also been talking about, because there's the Traitors UK and there's also the Traitors Australia. People have been talking about the Traitors Australia is amazing, because also they let, during the round table where they decide to banish people, that they let that go on for a long time. It's not so much about the challenges. Like in the US version, it's like these challenges that they have. I usually fast forward through most of that, to be honest with you. I don't give a shit because I want the drama. Well, the Australian version has the drama because they will have 10 minutes of these roundtables where they were just like skewer each other and like go after. And I was like, that's what I want to watch. That's what I want. So I'm trying to find the Australian version. And it reminds me of the way people are talking about it, Australian Married at First Sight. So if you watch like the US Married at First Sight, eh, whatever, it's okay. But the Australian Married at First Sight is so amazing because these couples have a weekly dinner with all the other couples and all this drama ensues and they all like argue with each other and fight with each other. It's so amazing. And then they have another weekly get together with the couple's relationship therapist, and they talk about like their relationship issues in front of all the other couples, and the other couples get to like pipe in and like argue with them too. It's amazing. I don't know how to get my hands on MAFS Australia again. Like I was able to see it a little bit on Lifetime a few years ago when I had DirecTV, but then they would stop showing it. So if somebody knows how I can in the States get my hands on MAFS Australia, please let me know, because I will binge the motherfucking shit out of that.
We can, you might want to look into this. So I know some of our followers and people like online, they're Australian and the Commonwealth people, mm-hmm. and they watch our stuff on peeps. Hey You. Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. They watch everything on mm-hmm. Hey You. So maybe Hey, I don't know if you can get Hey You in, because I guess Hey You broadcasts American to mm-hmm. abroad. I wonder if you can get Hey You to broad to send their stuff over here.
Because sometimes my VPN will work to get stuff, and sometimes it won't. Sometimes a certain like provider will say, you're using a VPN to watch something. We don't allow that. Mm-hmm. I'm like, argh. So my Australian, which actually we do have an Australian listener who was on Australian Big Brother. So sorry for bashing Big Brother people. Mm-hmm. Sorry, Susie. But Susie, if you know how to get MAFS Australia, I'll take everything back about it. But I'm just saying, yeah. with the Traitors, the Traitors US, the US Big Brother and Survivor people have not been on their game. They're overthinking things, mm-hmm. which is funny. They're overthinking things and thinking like everybody who is on Survivor and on Big Brother, but this is a different game, if that makes sense. So it's like, they're getting played because they're playing themselves too hard. That's my opinion of that. But mm-hmm. but I want to watch MAFS Australia. That's what I really want to watch, because I, like you, I'm not so much about these intrigues. I'm not so much about Survivor or Big Brother or anything like that, but I am getting into the Traitors. And I think partially the US one, it's because of the celeb content, because I know them, but I would like to see the Australian version because I would be about them fighting against each other.
Yeah.
Well, verbal fighting.
It is. It's interesting to see these ones from other shows who they kind of overplay. They have inflated egos, like you said, about their strategy, and they overestimate because they've been on shows like Survivor and stuff. And they're like, oh, those housewives. As we discuss on PCP, housewives are some of the most cutthroat strategic mm-hmm. people you'll ever deal with. And they're learning that with mm-hmm. Phaedra. And for all we know, Sheree's knows everything that's going on. Don't hustle. Like,
who's gonna check her, boo? Who's going to check her? Who's going to check her, boo? No.
Yep. On that note, you know what people should check? Our booze. They should head on over to Pretty Corrupt Podcast. Make sure to rate, subscribe, review, and follow. We are on Instagram and TikTok at Pretty Corrupt Podcast and Twitter at Pretty Corrupt One. Of course, on all those accounts, you can find links to our personal accounts, Stacey's, Nate's, and mine, and follow along on our own on chaotic journeys. So, on that note, touchdown! Yay!